My dear little inner girl, you know what? I trust you. And I trust you since Allah reposes the trust within us. I trust you and I know that you trust me as a queen. Because Allah Rabbul Izzat is the one who has reposed trust within us and gave us all we need, Alhamdulillah. We together will work on a new paradigm based on trust and co-creation. My little inner girl, you know, the day we came into being, Allah blessed us, blessed me with you, this little inner girl who is bubbly, charming, beautiful, full of warmth, energy, zeal, enthusiasm, in charge of her own inner needs, in charge of her own little world, with dreams, desires, feelings. And you know what? I am aware of your worth. We are worthy together, and I am worthy. We together are worthy, and I know your calling. I love you as you are. You don't need to change. I love you the way you are. You are enough. And you know what? As a queen, I am responsible for taking care of you. I know that nobody else will take care of you or me. So I'll have to take care of your needs. So it is it that as an empowered queen of this beautiful queendom, I'm responsible to you. I'm responsible before Allah, answerable before Allah. We together are answerable before Allah. So I'm listening to you, your needs. I'm tending to your needs, your wishes, your feelings. I hope that you trust in me. I am always there to caress you and to comfort you. No matter what. No matter what. I love you. No matter what happens, I love you. And I know that you are full of energy, zeal, enthusiasm, vigor, and also full of drama. Though the word is a misnomer, drama queen, I know the inner child within me is a drama queen. So, I'll listen to you. I have that trust in you that you know that I am listening to you. And I'll not let others trample upon your feelings or your needs. I am there to take care of it. But also I know that the vigor, the zeal, the enthusiasm is so much. You crave for instant gratification. You crave for instant haste. And you long for instant reactions. But know what, dear? Anything that is done in haste is not good for us together. We both can land up into lots of regrets. So my dear, you tell me what you need, what you feel, and what you desire. And I'll make sure that I'll fulfill it. I'll listen to you. And together we'll create a world that's conducive to both of us. Together we'll create a successful world that is a happy place for us to live in this world and a place in Akhirah too. Together we'll create a world, a life that is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we earn the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat together. So I'll not let you snatch the steering of my plane. You know what? It's the best thing to control our gratifications in time. To not act in haste. To act in haste or hurry is the act of shaitan. He wants to instill in us conflict, unrest, and fights. So we both need to be careful that we are submissive and obedient unto Allah Rabbul Izzat. We'll fulfill our wishes, yet we'll be subservient and submissive to Allah Rabbul Izzat in all the domains of life. Will fulfill our dreams in according to His will and wish. And as our beloved Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, that we should not have any regrets. When the arrow has left the bow, it's of no use to regret or repent. No matter the doors of repentance are open, yet it's best to be careful and to avoid instant gratification, instant reactions, however the situation might be. We'll regulate ourselves. Regulation, controlling ourselves, Having patience, perseverance, and consistency will help us go a long way, inshallah. And it can crack any battle, any code in life. So we'll follow the example, the beautiful, elegant example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he was the epitome of patience, epitome of character, husn akhlaq, and with loving discipline, stable, loving discipline, stable energy, stable resourceful state, where we are not in a roller coaster ride. Whatever may happen, I know as a little girl, inner child, you will repose firm faith in me as a queen, and know that whatever decisions I'm making are good for our own betterment, and the steering needs to be in control. We cannot hand it over to our emotions. If we hand it over to our emotions, it will run helter and skelter and will pave a path of regret for both of us. So we'll have to choose wisely and in patience and with grounding, with stable energy and loving discipline. I know, I want to assure you, I know that you know that whenever I am disciplining you, it's loving, kindness, and with all the gentleness in mind. When I am asking you to wake up for Fajr, or to shirk off any bad habit, or to let go, and to forgive people, or to have a clean heart, or whatever it might be that seems to be a burden for the short term. However, it's a pure act, sheer act of love from my side, and it's what Allah Rabbul Izzat loves. So we together aim to achieve His pleasure and will discipline ourselves in the most gentlest of the ways. We'll have the most gentlest of characters, where we'll not spoil our tongues, our emotions, our thoughts because of others, and will not let negativity or any other thing to ruin our day or state, our resourceful state. We'll together be authentic and integrated, inshallah, and acknowledge that our best will be different each time. We together are a work in progress, and I know that we'll be striving to be the best version of ourselves. We'll be authentic, unique, and we'll be unlearning lots and lots of stuff. And I know this can be triggering or instigating us sometimes, but know for sure that we are safe. No matter what the internal state, what the internal body reacts to, how the surroundings or situations appear to be, how the circumstances appear to be, know that we have Allah by our side. Allah is always with us. He never leaves us alone, even for a blink of an eye. When we have asked for His help, He is there, definitely helping us. He's listening to us. He does care for us. He sees everything, and He is the ever watchful, our protector, our master. He is a wali, our mentor, our guide in this world and the hereafter. When He has given us birth, when He has brought us into existence, it's He alone who will take care of us. It's He alone who guides us, who provides for us water and food and shelter. And when we are ill, it is He who grants us healing. He replenishes us, recovers us, and restores balance within us. Alhamdulillah. So it is a safe world. You don't need to worry. We are in safe hands. No matter what, the shaitan wants to put distrust and discord in our minds, but know that we have Allah by our side, the Wadud, the most beloved, the most loving. He loves us more than the love of 70 mothers. What a mother can love. He loves us more than the love of 70 mothers, and He is our Arhamur Rahimeen. the most beneficent, the most merciful. So we are safe. Know that we are safe. Nobody can harm us. Nobody can harm us when He is there by our side. Nobody's intention or evil eye or evil intentions or works or deeds can cause us an out of harm unless He wishes. Everything runs by the izn of Allah. So don't worry. Nothing to worry. We have reposed our trust in Allah. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa rabbul arshil azim. Allah is sufficient for us, and how fine a trust He is. Upon Him I have relied, and He is Lord of exalted throne. So far as we are doing right, so far as we are believing in Him, so far as we are making conscious choices, mindful of Him, conscious of Him, we don't need to worry. We are in safe hands. We are under the protection of Allah Rabbul Izzat. No wealth or majesty can benefit anyone, as from Him is all wealth and majesty. None can grant what He has will to prevent, and no one can bestow what He has will to prevent. Nobody can prevent what He has will to bestow. All wealth and majesty is from Him alone. Everything runs by His izn. Not a leaf falls except by His izn. So we are in a safe space. We are safe. We are safe together. Alhamdulillah. And we are safe. We need to be careful regarding the whisperings of Shaitan. We seek refuge in Allah from him. We need to be careful regarding the evil intentions or the evil whisperings of our own nafs. We need to be careful regarding the evil whisperings of people who put discord and conflict and cause unrest. We need not be worrisome or have any concern when we have Allah with us. So know that. I know for sure. We know for sure that Allah is with us. We are in a safe space. We are always safe. Even if somebody is there for our support or not, we are safe. We are in safe hands. Even if the whole world goes against us, we are in safe hands. We have the safe, sacred sanctuary of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Nobody can harm us until and unless He wills. We are safe as long as we are praying unto Him. We are mindful of Him, dutiful unto Him, conscious of Him, and repentant unto Him. It doesn't matter that we sin or make mistakes. Mistakes make us human. It's the repentance and turning back to Allah is what matters. So far as we are returning unto Him again and again and again, it's His mercy that envelops us and shrouds us. We don't need to worry. We are safe. We are in safe hands. And I'm creating a safe space for any resistance within or outside to be healed. Together we'll be creating a safe space. A safe space for our mind and heart and body and soul. Know that we are safe in this world and the next. When we have our mentor and guide and rehber as our Almighty Allah, He is the guide. Who needs to worry then? We are safe in His hands. He is Nigehban, Muhaimin. He is Muhafiz, the Hafiz. He is ever watchful, our protector, and He is our guardian. So we create a safe space for any resistance that comes from within, from Shaitan, whisperings of any sorts, or from outside world. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzat to heal us, heal us, heal us. We are cultivating this inner safety and security. This inner safety and security that assures us that Allah is with us, which allows us to trust Allah and let go of control. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might, no control except with Allah. There is no might, no power. There is no might, no power except with Allah. It's Allah Almighty who is all powerful. And hamare khud ke bas mein bhi apna nafa zar nahi. Sab kuch Allah Rabbul Izzat ke ikhtiyar mein hai. Allah ghair mehsoos tadbeeron se apni mashiyat puri karta hai. Tarkeebon se apni tadbeeren puri karta hai. awali mahakim hai. He is the muhaimin, the muhafiz, the wali and the wakil, the advocate, the ever watchful protector and safe sanctuary for us all. We have believed, we have reposed trust in him. How come he will desert us? Impossible. The ultimate hakim and disposer of all our affairs. We submit and surrender all our affairs unto him. He knows what goes around in our minds and hearts, and we are reposing trust in him. We are asking for his help and his support. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. We worship him alone and we do ask for help from him alone. Koi jaye pana nahi, koi jaye hajat nahi siwaye tere. Allah ke siwa na koi jaye pana hai, na jaye hajat hai. Aur hum usi ki taraf palatte hain, usi ki taraf rujoo karte hain. And he knows that. He knows that. So, as a queen and as a charming little inner girl, I want you to know that we can trust ourselves. Allah Rabbul Izzat has granted us so many blessings, so many assets and resources. He has granted us a potential within us. He has given us everything we need. We all have what we need. We have all we need within us. It's nothing more or less that Allah has given us or withdrawn from us. Whatever He has given us was meant to be with us. And whatever He has prevented us from was never meant to be for us. So glorify Him, praise Him, and be khani, content and grateful and thankful to Allah that He has given me all I need. He has given me whatever I need. All is within me. And we together create an atmosphere of love and support and trust for each other. We know that we have the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We trust Him. We make our efforts. We put our efforts in surrenderance. We surrender our efforts before Him. And we know that our vulnerable selves, we are not complete. We are incomplete. And we are vulnerable. Yet He is the one who is free from all imperfections. He is a perfect master. And we are imperfect. So whenever we feel that we are incomplete, we need His help, we ask for His support. And He'll provide us, grant us. So we have two beautiful weapons, beautiful tools. Whenever we need help, we ask of Him and we do the best, whatever we can, and submit and surrender to Him. And we ask of Him to accept our efforts, strivings and deeds. Whatever we have done, put barakah in it. And we know, I want you to know that we trust Allah and I trust you. And I know that you trust me as well and that I support you and you support me. I'm not willing to compromise our integrity, elegance, values and safety for any sort, for any reaction or because of anybody else due to anything. We should not compromise, we will not be compromising our integrity, elegance, values and safety which Allah Rabbul Izzat has bestowed upon us. I trust and respect our intuition together that Allah blessed us with and the beautiful connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. I cherish it, I trust it and respect it. It's an honor and privilege to have that intuition. When I ask Allah Rabbul Izzat for His support and He grants me signs and intuitive ways to act and to make decisions and choices based on istikhara, and that He provides me that sense of serenity, tranquility, that I'm connected to Him, He is listening to me. Alhamdulillah, I respect, honor and cherish this connection with Allah, this intuition that He has put in us together. I observe if my actions align with my words. Allah Rabbul Izzah says to preach what we practice and to practice what we preach, and to surrender unto Him whatever we can do, and to seek His help, and ask repentance for what we couldn't do, and to let go of our shortcomings, lacunae, or mistakes or excesses in our affairs. So I observe, I am mindful, will be mindful of our actions and words before Allah, Rabbul Izzat, and know that the healing process, the learning process can take as long as it takes. It's a journey, a beautiful journey that we are on as a traveler and as a conscious traveler, mindful of Allah, will not let go or let our tantrums rule, reign supreme. I know your worth and our worth is inherent and I have nothing to prove. We are in it all together. I know your worth as a little, sweet little inner girl. You don't need to prove anything. You know, you are worth it. I love you. Allah loves us as He created us. He created us in the best of forms with all the faculties, strengths, weaknesses, unique set of traits. That is only our USP. And our worth is inherent to us, unique. There is no person, never was, nor will be ever, who is similar or same to us, equal to us. We have this unique character, uniqueness in us that is inherent to us, the inherent potential that Allah blessed us with. So we have nothing to lose. We have nothing to prove. We have to do our best to please our Master, to please and to earn His pleasure, to earn Jannah. We are in it all together. We are in it all together, inshallah. I enjoy your company and I am here for a reason. I enjoy your company and I am here for you. We'll be together. We have been together, whether in mother's womb, during this life, till the end, or in the grave and beyond in Jannah. It's we who will be together. So we need to be very authentic with ourselves, to be honest, and to cherish our soul and to act mindfully of Allah, that we don't make mess or we don't ruin our akhirah and dunya. So we are into this together and enjoying each other's company. I'm here for you. We should know that the health of our relationships is our priority. Allah has bestowed us with beautiful relationships. No matter what others do or say, it is these relationships that human beings live for, die for. And it is in the mercy and connection that Allah Rabbul Izzat has put His mercy and love. So, health of our relationships is our priority as well. We'll together work and cultivate the feeling we want to experience daily, the authenticness, the authenticity in our relations. And your relation with yourself, our relation with ourselves matters. Your happiness matters to me, so does. We will create a world of happiness and joy, spilling joy, spark, wherever we go. You don't have to do anything to receive my love. And you know, we don't need to do anything to receive Allah Rabbul Izzat's love. We just need to earn His pleasure. We just don't need to be. We just need to assure that we don't get devoid of His love. I love you exactly as you are. I love you exactly as you are. Remember, I love you exactly as you are. And I am enough exactly as I am. You are enough exactly as you are. I love you exactly as you are. I am enough exactly as I am. We are enough exactly the way Allah created us. We love each other. We love ourselves as Allah created us, our bodies, minds and souls. And we know that Allah loves us. So I love you exactly as you are. Allah created you in the best of forms, the Hasanul Khaliqin. We ask of Him to grant us the best of characters, the way He has bestowed us the best of surah. We ask of Him to grant us the best of seerah. Allahumma anta hasanta qalqi fa hasin quluqi. I'm enough, exactly as I am. Allah is enough for me. Allah is enough for us.